Directly opposite the entrance, slightly to the left, is Priya's work called Baba, I Am Working Hard. And their work is displayed across two mesh fencing suspended from the ceiling in a V shape. And on the far left side, there are seven works. And then on the other side of that, there are nine works. The works vary in size and quite irregular, not standard sizes such as A4 or A2. Most are displayed in landscape formation, but they are a collage. They juxtapose photography of people, so portraiture in a landscape or in an interior, overlaid sometimes with natural materials such as leaves or feathers, and in other images quite differently with fragments of a jigsaw puzzle. And then even on top of that, there have been different sort of mirror images or repetitions made of the portrait across the whole image. Sometimes portraits or the image is overlaid in a frame of mandala sort of sand airbrushed paint framing a person's face, for example, in a circle. There's repetition. There's several images here that feature rice grains that are very specifically lined up on a large parchment or piece of paper, as if conveying language of some kind, or concealing language perhaps, or in place of. And then the other image that contains rice is an outstretched arm that has been covered with the grains. The tabletop is decorative, as well as the backdrop behind. Some of the other textures and materials in the work feature flour, a flour that has been pressed and have imprinted on them different patterns that have been cut out and reveal the image beneath. And sort of signifying the presence of flour is another image with a close-up of a spoon with a mountainous pile of flour on top. Could you expand on Priya's themes in their work?
Sure. Priya's works in this section of the exhibition span a period of 8 years, between 2012 and 2020. Priya's kind of primarily working with both deconstruction and reconstruction of archival material, as well as the obfuscation and the kind of reveal of the gaze, or whether that the gaze is photographic, whether the gaze sometimes is familial gaze, where we're looking at family albums and memories of the community. And she's working across in quite complex ways across a range of materials, sometimes materials drawn from kind of like materials that have domestic connotations within settings that also sometimes look like domestic settings, as well as thinking through the responsibility of kind of holding and working with family archives. The works in the show actually come from multiple bodies of works. Some of them are called Color Falls Down, Kitchen Gods, Shubh Mangal Savdhan, Buttons for Eyes, and then a new kind of body of work that she's developing in Devhara. The image of the hand covered in rice, the outstretched hand covered in rice, as well as an image to the far left of a hand that is adorned with kind of traditional sort of a bracelet, has a series of measuring cups that the kind of person being photographed is holding and balancing on top of their thumb. Those images are also kind of looking at, I guess, like a continuity of tradition and ritualistic practices in the family. Priya herself immigrated to the United States, I think at the age of 18, after her parents had passed away. And she was kind of, when she left, she split the family photographic archives with her sister, where she kind of took half and her sister took half. And the images in this selection, a lot of the archival, the black and white images atop which she's kind of layering them in different ways, come from those family albums. The layering themselves are quite an interesting process, because she's using flour and she's using what in India we call rangoli, or in Tamil called kolam, which is powdered lime and chalk that we put outside of our houses, particularly in Hindu families, but also culturally in a lot of regions in India, as a way of marking the beginning of the house and adorning the kind of entrance and making it a sort of welcoming environment for people to come into. But she's kind of using these frames and using flour instead of rangoli powder and overlaying them as set patterns on top of these photos and images from the family archives. In several of them, you kind of start to see that certain figures, certain features of the figures in the images, they kind of come into focus. And then in other places, they're kind of obfuscating who really is in the images that she's working with. Across the range of her practice, as well as the selection of works in this exhibition, this kind of act of kind of obfuscating, creating a sense of opacity, as well as layering the photographs themselves with a series of objects external to the printed photographs, whether that's using prisms, in other cases using single grains of rice when she's photographed a letter written to someone and the rest of the letter is kind of covered with individual grains of rice except for a phrase that says, "I am working hard," from which the title of her selection of works is drawn from. Baba, which is the first word in the title, means father in Marathi. So it is a kind of plea or a kind of confirmation she's making to her father that she is working hard. There are specific kind of images in this selection that kind of draw from very specific, I guess, periods of photography and of photographic history in India as well, because we don't have the specific dates or the time periods in which a lot of these photographs were captured. But the fact that they don't exist kind of allows the artist to reinterpret them and bring them into kind of her own understanding of what is the kind of visual archive of her own family and how does she really process them. Sometimes she overlays certain images in the center towards the right at the bottom of the V-shaped fence. There is an image that contains three figures. Two of them are actually mirrored towards the right. And the one on the left, there's two men on the right and a woman on the left. And she's kind of covered what they're wearing and how they're seated with flower petals. You can kind of see across and kind of get a sense for across the whole body of work how she really plays with the sense of sight and really questions like what kind of photographic practice can arise when you can take an image that's already been made and remake it and adding texture and materiality and a kind of sense of changing what the perspective and the orientation of those images themselves are.